call the meeting in order at 6:03. And then attendance is myself, Alderman Cook, Alderman Trulia, Alderman Funkhauser, who's going to the room eventually, and staff. No citizens, correct?
Yeah, there's not any online either.
So no citizens comments. Minutes for correction of approval. Anybody got any questions or comments on that? Move that along. New business number one, PW 2021-23, year end snow operations report.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, I was hoping he was going to keep that cool picture up.
No, just year end snow report. I thought we'd have a little bit of snow to add to it today, but thank God we didn't get that. Nothing really out of the ordinary. About 1,800 tons is what we ordered, what we used. We still have 1,000 tons left out in the county facility, so that's good. The one highlight I did want to bring everybody's attention was the amount of trucks that at some point during the season did break down. All those highlighted in yellow at some point had broken down. And it was a good amount, but as part of the memo, I also mentioned that we are getting two of those trucks rehabbed, and we did just place an order for our new truck that last week. So if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
Any questions?
Nope.
All right, we move on to new business number two, PW 2021-24, capital project update.
All right, the typical quarterly updates in your packet. There are a couple updates since this was prepared and issued. The Road to Better Roads program for this year, 2021, we actually have a pre-construction meeting tomorrow, 1 o'clock. D&D construction has indicated they want to start immediately. Yorkville to the first week of May is what they've been telling us. So that'll be confirmed tomorrow, and then we'll provide the updated information to Erin, and she'll get it publicized via the website and other social media venues. But basically, the completion date is early July. That's certainly all indications are they'll jump right out and complete it. And then the other one to note is the Beaver Street generator. We actually took bids last Friday. So the engineer's estimate was right around 410. The project came in at 410,000. Project came in at 275,000. So excellent bid. Only one bidder. But we will prepare a full packet, and you'll see that in May at the May Public Works. And be happy to address any other questions anybody may have.
I don't have any. Carlos? Funkhauser?
Chris is online. Do you guys want to shift either into the middle here or over there? That way you're a little closer to the mic so you can hear it.
Sure.
See where
you go next. Move on to new business number three, PW 2021-25. Bond reduction summary.
Yeah, this is another typical quarterly report. So the activity thus far in 2021 is listed. And we'd be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
Any questions? Funkhauser?
No questions.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Move on to number four, PW 2021-26, Timber Glen Subdivision.
Right, so the work, the public improvements within Timber Glen, which happened to be sanitary sewer work, was accepted by the city in March of 2020. As a reminder, there's a one-year guarantee period. And during that time, we did inspect it. There were a couple of punch list items that were addressed. We re-inspected it, and at this time, all items are addressed.
Questions on that? Other Funkhauser, you good?
Good.
All right. Move that along. And business number five, Mill Road Reconstruction.
So if you've seen the bid results of this particular project, a couple months ago we brought it forth to the committee. And at this time we're bringing it back for a recommendation of acceptance of the bid and approval of the award to be made to deconstruction in the amount noted in the memo. Contingent upon the agreement with the Grand Reserve developer being approved. And Bart, I don't know if you have any further comments around the timing or any updates on that.
We do anticipate that the Grand Reserve and Settlement Agreement will be in front of the City Council either at next week's City Council meeting, although that is increasingly looking unlikely as we get closer to packet deadline day, or the May 4th EDC meeting and then May 11th City Council meeting. So, again, we have heard that all the Mill Road components are not an issue in the agreement, so we anticipate that those will be okayed in the final agreement. It's more a matter of whether we can come to terms on all the parks and recreation land cash components, of which there are many within the agreement that still need to kind of be buttoned up before we can present it.
And then the reason to tee it up, if you will, and line it up is the same night as the agreement approval, is we're kind of running out of time, our construction window. So we had hoped to be under construction by now. In conversation with Dee, you know, mid-May to the end of May is kind of our window to get going if we want to complete the project this year. So that's another reason to time them, or it is the main reason to time them all together.
Any questions on that? You good? Buckhauser?
The only thing I'd say, so this is contingent upon the developer. Does that need to be reflected in the resolution, or do we think when the resolution gets to council that'll be dealt with?
I would say that it will either be reflected in the resolution or the motion.
Sounds good. Thank you.
The engineering for Mill Road, new business number 6, PW 2021-28.
Okay, so this is the engineering contract for the prior item. So it is construction engineering, and because it is a large project with approximately 100 days of construction, the total estimated value is $239,000 and change. So we do recommend approval of it, again, contingent upon approval of the Grand Reserve and Senate agreement.
This is the last one. Buckhauser, are you good? All right, move on to number 7. PW 2021-29, Bristol Ridge Road Resurfacing.
All right, this is a design engineering agreement with EEI. So this is the grant that we talked about, or the project that we talked about that is grant eligible and on a wait list a couple meetings ago. In order to get off of the wait list at some point in the future, you have to be shovel ready basically, so we need to design this. This is the one that we talked about where, you know, we're going to complete the work. It is going to sit on the shelf for a few years. Hopefully we are awarded the grant within that time frame and are able to budget the work and then complete it. And if not, we may have to do some updates, you know, a few years from now in order to retain the usability of the design engineering. The value of it is a fixed amount. It is $64,966. And it is in the fiscal year 22 budget proposal.
Any questions on that? Buckhauser?
This is only resurfacing and restriping, I assume?
Generally, there will be some patching and milling and resurfacing. And restriping, yeah.
That's right. If I recall the conversation, there were some areas that are deteriorated deeply, right?
Correct. So this is basically what used to be called a LAFO project using federal funds. Using federal funds, you still have to prepare very detailed plans, kind of go through a mini phase one, and work your way through the IDOT review process.
Thank you.
All right, number eight, PW 2021-30, Wing Road Improvements.
Okay, so we've got a nice memo in here from Brad and Eric about completing the last little section of Wing Road after the Route 71 project, you know, addressing the intersection and a few feet south. I don't even know if it's 100 feet south. So, dozens of feet.
243 okay. feet or something like that.
And so, you know, this is one of our worst rated roads. There are less than 100 cars on it a day. It does have limited use regionally, but there are houses there, there's a church there, so it probably does need to be redone. We have proposed to add this on to our supplemental Road to Better Roads program, which we're talking about next, actually. And so the concept is either fix it for $45,000 or fix it for $45,000 and then close off the Route 126 entrance on the south. So the idea behind that is just preserving the life of the road. Since it doesn't really have a regional use, everybody can enter off of Route 71, but it will, you know, cause a little bit of issue in that there's work to be done there. You have to find barricades and maintain them. And so, you know, there's a little bit of a trade-off there for potentially less cars on the road and deteriorating it versus the cost to install those. So that's the discussion here. Of note, if we authorize the work, we can add this to the Route 71 agreement, which means we pay for it as that project occurs. And so it'll spread the payments of the $45,000 over the next year, year and a half, as the Route 71 project is.
So
it sounds like the money's the same whether you close it or not. So I guess I'd like to. So when it's actually closing it, what's that just limits people from cutting through?
Correct. That's the main point of closing it. If you stop that cut through, you cut down on the traffic.
Yeah. Which is that significant, you think?
Yeah. That's the only people that use this cut through traffic. There's only four houses on there. There are three.
Probably three houses would be happy.
Yeah.
But they're right there down by where you're going to cut it off, right?
Which I don't think they mind. I don't think they mind not having cut through traffic.
Okay.
You know, the church is near Route 71 anyway for the entrance, and the office building that IDOT is using is near Route 71. And it's just an idea. It's just something that it stops people from cutting through at a high rate of speed. To avoid traffic signal.
So, for plowing it, how does that affect? Because you have space to turn around there.
We'll just come in on Route 71, we'll turn around and go back out. Yep.
And you have room down the bottom there to do that?
We will make room to turn around, you bet.
Okay. Because look at the house right there at the bottom, right?
There is. There's a wide enough right of way there between the Route 126 right of way and our right of way.
Is there any benefit in deciding the closure now as far as work completed or efficiencies of purchasing, or is it just...
No, there is none of that. I mean, if we could do the pavement and then decide to close it later.
I guess that'd be my recommendation, is to just authorize the pavement now, since it seems like everybody is relatively in favor of that, and I guess technically both options are to pave it, so whichever one you choose. But the closure, you know, maybe we should bring back barricade ideas, you know, if there's any permitting issues with IDOT, and just talk about that, since that's just not time sensitive.
No.
I'm fine with that. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Do we want it as part of the Route 71 project or as part of the RTBR?
It'd be my recommendation to do so. It just spreads out the payments and there's no adjustments.
Yeah. That just gives Brad direction to talk to Keith about it.
Yeah. Yes, we can do that.
Okay. I've got a question.
Go ahead.
Can we vacate Wing?
I don't know. Good question.
At one time when it was supposed to be developed, that was the ultimate plan, but that was not until the development and they were going to buy all of those homes.
If we redo this road, can we then vacate it? That'd be my thing. If we're going to close off the park, let's just see about vacating it and give it to them.
We'll look.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
So you're saying what you're saying is then we wouldn't have to maintain it?
Correct, correct.
Yeah, give it back to the residents, to the owners.
Or these are taxpayers, right?
Correct.
So if you turn around and tell them that you're no longer going to maintain it, is that, I don't know if we've ever done that before?
We're giving it to them, I think it's the trade-off, is we're giving them extra property. But it does, the only thing that I can think off the top of my head that could create an issue is the cross-access agreements. And then you probably would want to shut it off at one end so to stop people from cutting through.
Yeah, I would think that.
All right, yeah, we'll look at that and we can bring that back along with the call to closure.
New business number 9, PW2021-31, Better Roads Program.
Okay, so there is a list of recommended roads in order of priority based on what Eric and Brad have talked about, so they can answer those questions. So a few of them are related to failure. They've just deteriorated from year to year, so that's why we're bumping them up. And a couple of them are just knocking off future roads from 2022 and 2023, so basically accelerating them so that they're done now. So the gross cost of the chart that's in the memo is about $600,000. And then we've got the variable cost of what we shoved into the Fox Hill project through Rebuild Illinois, another maybe $100,000 to $200,000. We will be bringing forward a budget adjustment proposal for fiscal year 22, so you guys haven't approved it yet, to increase the Road to Better Roads and then the sidewalk budget further down on the agenda to meet the full recommendation from staff here. So between our sales tax numbers and really just some other cost savings we found on the expenditure side within the fiscal year 21 budget, we have no problem authorizing and recommending that the overage be covered in the fiscal year 22 budget. So this is the recommendation, and Brad and Eric can talk through kind of the issues with each one.
Sure, as Mark said, the rankings anyway were based off of necessity for failure. I don't think anybody thinks differently. I mean, these roads, these portions of these roads have just failed, especially Cornelius was just this winter. Unfortunately, it went down to gravel in many spots. It was an old farm road, granted, but it went down to gravel. And then East Barbary and Booba would be knocking them off of future years. But as Bart said also, that this does depend on how the Fox Hill project comes in, which ones we can do. And by moving Wing Road to the Route 71 project, this frees up $45,000 extra.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I just have one question. And I think Alderman Transier brought it up a meeting or two ago. The one there by the veterinarian gardens, that garden that goes down to the
patch.
Yeah.
Are we just going to try to patch that up then?
We are going to try to patch that front part there right by the vet clinic.
Yeah, but I know it is one section, it's just real bad, and then after that's not too bad. But
correct, that's on our list for hot patch.
Okay, and that'll be.
Midsummer.
Yeah, but it'll be
long-term fix. Yeah.
Okay, because just throwing stuff in there, it'll get.
No, correct. That's just the asphalt plants haven't opened yet, so we have to wait till they open for the hot mix.
Okay.
You got any questions, Trula? Buckhauser?
I'll just say I'm okay with the priority one roads. The priority two, I would rather defer those.
$49,951. We did add this into the budget. The tentative schedule is an exhibit within the agreement. In general, it's going to take us a few months to complete this work. In the meantime, while the work is being completed, Joliet is continuing their discussions and data refinement. Oswego is continuing their study that has our component that we're contributing to. So that's going to be the regional Fox River projects, the DuPage water connection information. And then the Yorkville specific one would be Yorkville Fox River plant on our own. The internal water distribution improvements that are needed for all the options that are Yorkville specific. So depending on where we connect into the system and what the system looks like, you have to do different things internal to your water system in order to handle the capacity and the types of water that's in there. So we do recommend this. As I mentioned, we would hear a general update on water probably in May, so that Matt is up to speed on everything that we've already talked about, give everybody else a refresher, before we get some refined data back from Joliet in August, and then we're making a decision on Joliet up or down here in August, September, October of this year. So that is the timeline going forward, and this agreement would allow us to complete the couple variables that we need in order to have that conversation.
You guys have a question? You guys got any questions?
Nope.
New business number 11, PW-2021-33, sidewalk location.
Okay, so same as the roads, although there isn't really a strategy behind sidewalks other than, you know, which ones make the most sense, which ones are worst, you know, so it's a little bit less strategic. There are $298,000 worth of sidewalks planned within this list. We did have $225,000 budgeted for fiscal year 22, and again, as I mentioned, the budget adjustment will be recommended at the next city council meeting. We'll have this fully funded, so about $300,000. I will say that in the conversations with the mayor, he had reviewed this. Prairie Grass Lane was one of his highest priorities because there are a number of kids that walk from the Prairie Meadows subdivision up to Autumn Creek, and there's a gap there without sidewalks. So we want to fill in that gap, and so that the kids don't have to walk into the street. The rest of them are generally just in areas that are either in disrepair or have water main connections.
Except for Beecher, which was recommended by our insurance company for repair.
That's right. Yes. Thank you.
We might be able to lean the lots. It's unclear if we'd be able to recoup that. If we had an active development
developer there that wanted something from us, you know, and we can negotiate it. So I'll double back on that before we finalize it based on those comments.
I get what you're saying, Stever. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's like three houses, it looks like.
Yeah, it's just roughly three lots, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So, looking at this, I see the two, then there's one section between them that kind of backs up to the other lots. Is that a lot too, or is that just...
There's a house there.
There's a house, and it has a sidewalk in front of it?
Correct.
Oh. Are these purchased already by someone, or is this a developer holding it?
Menards owns them.
Menards owns these three lots, okay. They wouldn't be willing to help us.
We had approached them during the last recession about putting a gravel across some of the lots, and I think we ended up doing it through some of them. So, and we had looked at that too, just, you know, kind of throwing up something a little bit more temporary, but this was the mayor's request that, you know, an observation of seeing the traffic.
The problem is Menards is asking so much for those lots.
Yeah.
We wonder if they'll ever sell.
Yep.
I believe there's also a caveat. You have to use their components to build the house. All their components.
We have probably half a dozen homeowners that have tried to buy the lots just to have property in Menards.
Huh.
I understand why, but you can't build a house unless you use Menards materials. So.
Sure.
You know, especially after last year, they're hurting so bad. Yeah, I think you're going to see around this one. Your thoughts, Professor?
You know, just on that one alone, there's only one street, Wild Indigo, that has any completion of walks. So this seems useless to make a connection for three lots. And then when you start looking at some of these other ones, yeah, I know we need to do sidewalks. I think the program's a little too big. I would like to scale it back a bit. That's my thing, is just looking at the budget as a whole, I'd like to scale back a little.
I mean, looking at the pictures, I could find a worse sidewalk.
Oh, definitely. That's what I was thinking. Looking at, I can think of a lot of places.
Were you highlighting the good parts, or?
We did take some that were based on, like, insurance company's recommendation, and then Apple Tree Court that is in bad shape with the water main replacement. And then, I don't think it's shown on this, but yeah, next year is a big one, just in East Main alone.
Right.
So,
well, and too, you know, like in my neighborhood, there's one house that's got the worst of it. You really don't want to just do in front of that house.
Right.
Yeah, Eric, just
love you too.
You know, our other thought for the downtown area, I mean, that kind of ties into the Road Better Roads work that we're doing in that area. So, a lot of the streets are kind of, you know, real close to where the sidewalk is at. So, it kind of all ties that together. So, that was some of the other thoughts behind the downtown area.
The other thing is these two couple little ones, if you didn't, then you can use them toward next year. The Main Street at East Main is going to be a big one.
Correct. That's a big challenge.
Yeah, so the East Main project is going to be a big project next year. It's targeted to have water main replacements and the roadway, you know, also resurfaced, and then the sidewalk. So it's going to be a fairly substantial project. So we all tie
so that one's going to have water mains and stuff in it too?
Yes.
So I guess then my question is, with that one, why would you use a sidewalk program if you could take it out of the one you have, you know, fund balances put aside for the water main project?
We're taking the portion that's affected by the water main replacement.
Yep.
So if there's anything adjacent to it or that has to be touched by the construction, then we would fund it out of there. Like we are, is that the one that we're...
Apple Tree is the same thing.
Yeah, Apple Tree will be partially funded through the water fund,
yeah.
That's why Apple Tree is only $30,000.
Correct. The rest of it's around.
Yeah. be surprised when title actually goes.
No, yeah, I don't.
So, again, an example would be like the water services. So they go underneath the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So it's our understanding from Rob is that, you know, are you replace the water service, well, you're going to have to replace the sidewalk. Well, then that sidewalk is eligible to be funded through the water fund.
That makes a lot of sense.
But everything else, you know, outside of that trench has to come from other sources to be, consistent with the approach. And that, I assume the audit auditors would flag that otherwise.
Oh.
Are they going to bore under it anyway?
No, it's old enough to be open cut. Most of them now are 3/4 services, and they're going to replace the road.
Okay.
Because they're going to have to put the water main in the road because there's so much, there's sanitary, and there's a 12-inch force main storm sewer, so there's a lot of stuff already in the shoulders. And 100-year-old trees.
Don't touch the tree.
No.
I've got one more question.
Yeah.
Is this contracted work or is this internal staff?
Contracted.
Okay.
I'm okay with it, but I agree with Steve, we take out her grass.
I would second that. We will do our best to get those questions answered for Tuesday's meeting. If not, the budget decision can be made separate from the location decision. We would bid that out eventually anyway. We'd have to approve that contract. So the budget adjustment will be in there. We'll try to get the info to you.
Hold that. So these numbers, are these your estimates? Or this is, so this hasn't been bidded yet?
No. So if we, you know, we could possibly hit maybe the June series of meetings, that might be pretty tight. Latest picks of the waves would be July. So it would be kind of a late summer, early fall construction timeline is what we're looking at.
Guys. What are we from the Safeway to School program? Who was funding that?
That was through the state, through IDOT. Safeway to School. And we, the last one we did was quite a few years ago, when it was
Yeah, that's pretty competitive. That's about every 2 or 3 years they come out with that program. But very competitive and hard to get funds.
Yeah, I didn't know how it worked. I remember I bought my house, I got the note like the day that I picked it up that they're redoing this. I'm like, great. Yeah. And then they did the other side. And I was like, oh well.
That was Eric's decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Just kidding.
Thanks, Brian.
Right. All right, that's that. We'll move on to old business. PW 2021-06, Rebuild Illinois.
All right, you have seen a resolution before on this. City Council approved this in February. So we brought this to the committee, to the council at that time, with the direction from IDOT to use a certain form and to have certain dollars indicated on such form. Since that time, we've had dialogue with IDOT staff. They have had different direction from Springfield, therefore requiring a new resolution to be passed. Basically, the difference is that the resolution must state the funds that have been received to date, and then we'll have to pass another one once all the funds are received. So these are being paid out over, I believe, a 2-year period. So that is the current direction coming from Springfield, passed down to the District 3 staff, therefore passed on to us. So that's why you see it in front of you.
Yeah. Any questions on that? Okay. I don't have any additional business. See if you. No. Fuck out.
No.